What are the laws with regards to entering a home which is not your home? When entering a home in which there are other people, when you're visiting or when you've, you know, going as a guest to someone's house, there are specific laws that have been outlined in the verses of the Noble Quran. And this afternoon we look at verse number 27 onwards of Surah Nur. Up until this point, Allah Rabbul Izzah had dealt with the laws of zina and the laws pertaining to those who accuse others of zina, their own wives or an innocent person. Then the episode of the accusation against Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The laws of entering a home is also now mentioned because perhaps a person enters the home without seeking permission, or he allows his eyes to wander in a home and that creates some sort of desire and temptation for him. And as a result, you know, that leads to zina. So this is all part of the preventative measures that have been outlined by the Sharia. When someone asks you as to who you are by the door, you identify yourself in a complete manner. There's an incident that has been mentioned in the books of history of an Khatib Baghdadi, rahimahullah, is mentioned in his book, quoting Ali ibn Asim al-Wasiti. He says that when he went to Basra and he went to see Mughira bin Shu'bah and knocked on the door, and Mughira inquired and said that, who is there? So Ali said, Ana, it's me. So Sayyidina Mughira said, well, you know, I don't have any of my friends by the name of Ana. I have a list of friends that I don't know anyone by the name of Ana. And that means me. Sayyidina Mughira then went out and related to him the hadith that one day Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah went to see Nabi Salam and knocked on the door. And Nabi Salam asked, who is there? And Jabir radiallahu anhu said, Ana. Nabi Salam said, Ana, Ana, who's that? I don't recognize Ana, meaning that when you're at the door, say who you are. And sometimes, you know, people are known by a particular name and you give your normal name. So just say, everybody knows you as Uncle Babu. And suddenly you say that my name is Abu Bakr. And then the people won't know who you are. So you've got to perhaps give your the name that people are familiar with, as well as your own name, if you feel that would help in the person identifying you. Allah Rabbul Izzah instructs us in this verse of the Noble Quran by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you believe, O you Emmanuel, that لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ, do not enter a home other than your home. So we're talking about homes in which there are perhaps غَيْر mahrams, people that you need to observe the laws of parda. حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا, until you acquired permission. وَتُسَلِّمُوا, so either you say assalamu alaikum, may I enter, or you say may I enter assalamu alaikum ala ahliya, that you greet the people inside the home. And this is not just an injunction for the sake of the injunction, but it is an injunction because ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, this is best for you to keep in mind whenever you visit people. It is for your own purity. So when you come, you may knock once, and then you may knock a second time, and you may knock a third time. And if there's no response, then you should leave. You shouldn't persist in wanting to get into the home. After you've knocked, perhaps the person is not in a position. Perhaps the person doesn't want to meet anyone at this time. Perhaps the person may be dressed inappropriately at this point. So there may be a variety of reasons as to why you should then abandon the idea. Go away and come back at another time. That is the instruction, that you knock three times and then you leave after that. Also, as you stand there, do not look into the home. Rather, look away so that the person opening the home, your eyes don't fall on the person. Also, don't peep in the home. There was someone who was peeping into the home of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him afterwards that I had a needle with me, and while you were peeping in, the person obviously had a very good and innocent intention that he'd like to get insight into how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducts himself within the home. Nabi Salim said, "I was, you know, if I had to poke you in your eye and you had to get injured, you would have only had yourself to be blamed for looking into someone's home." So when you go into the home, you know, people go into the people's houses, they allow their eyes to wander. Not only is it about looking at people, ghair mahrams, but also protecting your gaze, not looking at what the people have. You know, they say, these people are very simple. And what you're insinuating, that they don't have much in their home. Or you say they're really up, you know, they're really extravagant or they're lavish. And you look at the things, or you go into rooms that you're not supposed to, or you start opening cupboards and all of that. All of that is prohibited. You need to control your gaze and monitor your action. Allah says, وَإِلَّمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا. If you do not find anyone there, if no one permits you to enter, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا. Then do not enter. Hatta yu'dhan alaykum, until you're given some permission, rather leave the place and return at another time. When qil lakum irji'u, and if you are told that, you know, go away, you know, return, do not enter now, I don't want to meet you, I'm not in a position to meet you, don't feel bad. Farji'u, go back. Allah says, don't feel bad. Don't take it in a bad way. Farji'u, go back. Huwa azka lakum. That is more pure for you. That is more pure for you. Wallahu bima ta'maluna alim. Allah knows, Allah is aware of what you do and will take you to task for disturbing people. That is something that you need to also consider, that if you do not obtain permission, then leave. If you're asked to go away, you should not feel offended. At times a person does not wish to meet or is in pain at meeting anyone. Alternatively, you could be engaged in some matter which you do not wish others to know. What need is there for you to unnecessarily burden the person? If you were to do this, burden him, it would strain the mutual relationship. Allah is aware of your internal, external actions, and He will recompense you according to what you do and what your intentions are. It is as though Allah's all-encompassing knowledge that has promulgated all these injunctions that we need to consider. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, Laysa alaykum, that there is no harm, there is no sin upon you. Laysa alaykum junahun, an tadkhulu buyutan, that you enter a home, there's no, without permission, an tadkhulu ghayra maskunatin, uninhabited home. فِيَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ, which there are certain items that belong to you in it, or it's a public place, or other places that you are allowed to use, then there's no problem with that. So places that are not inhabited by anyone in specific, that have no real restrictions, such as a masjid, madrasa, khanka, a rest home, something belong to you in any form, or you need to utilize something, then you can certainly go there. There's no need to obtain permission. This is part of the general public area. Wallahu ya'lam ma tubduna wa ma tuktumun. Allah knows what you expose and what you conceal. Allah has promulgated these injunctions after taking all that is open to you and all that is concealed. The purpose of all these injunctions is to seal all avenues of temptation and corruption. It is the duty of a believer to bear this in mind when you conduct yourself. So important injunctions that have come through in terms of our daily lives and how we conduct ourselves. May Allah grant us the understanding.